The G20 summit of world leaders is underway on the Indonesian island of Bali. With Russia's invasion of Ukraine, global food security and the issue of climate change set to dominate discussions. In his opening address, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo, who's chairing the summit, said the war in Ukraine was impacting international food, energy and financial security and needed to end.
If the war does not end, it will be difficult for the world to move forward. If the war does not end, it will be difficult for us to take responsibility for the future of current generation and future generations.
The Environmental Protection Agency has warned in its annual report that water quality is in decline here. The EPA also says construction and demolition waste is not being properly segregated. Eleanor Burnhill reports.
The Environmental Protection Agency carried out more than 205,000 inspections last year, and its annual report found good evidence of effective enforcement by local authorities when illegal waste activities were detected. But it found some problems with the disposal of construction and demolition waste, which wasn't always properly segregated and is the largest waste stream in Ireland. It said a comprehensive cradle-to-grave waste inspection system should be introduced. The report found Ireland's water quality is in decline, with agriculture continuing to have a significant impact on this. Despite this, it found inspections on farms by local authorities were low and at 43% below pre-COVID levels. The report also found there should be a greater focus by local authorities on tackling air pollution issues.
Motor insurers here saw their combined operating profits increase to a record level for the fifth straight year in a row last year, as lower levels of activity on the roads due to the pandemic led to fewer claims. But data from the central bank also shows that during the same period, average motor insurance premiums fell by 2%. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
The fourth report of the National Claims Information Database lays out a detailed picture of the motor insurance market in the 12 years up to the end of last year. It shows that the operating profits of motor insurance companies here in 2021 increased for a fifth straight year to a record of €176 million. But over the same period, the average cost of a motor premium fell just 2% to just over €600. This is despite the average cost of a claim falling by 9% over the same period. Overall, the central bank finds the average earned premium last year was 17% lower than its peak in 2017, although when compared to 2009 levels, it was still 23% higher. Insurance Ireland claims that when combined with Central Statistics Office data for the first 9 months of this year, it shows there's been a reduction of 27% in the cost of motor insurance over the last 5 years.
The Minister for Sport, Catherine Martin, and Minister of State, Jack Chambers, will seek Cabinet approval this morning for a plan for Ireland to co-host the European Football Championship in 2028. If successful, seven games could potentially be shared between the Aviva Stadium and Croke Park. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Last week, Minister of State Jack Chambers met remotely with representatives from England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland as a formal joint bid was finalised to host Euro 2028. The deadline set by UEFA for preliminary proposals is tomorrow, with a final detailed plan required by next April. The only rival to our joint bid comes from Turkey. If successful, the Aviva Stadium and Croke Park would potentially share seven games, with 120,000 fans expected to travel to Ireland for the tournament. Separately, Higher and Further Education Minister Simon Harris is expected to update his colleagues on the action plan for apprenticeships. Minister of State James Brown will seek Cabinet approval to publish the Gambling Regulation Bill, and Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys will brief ministers on the payment dates for the four lump sum cost of living measures announced in Budget 2023.
Human rights groups have demanded compensation for migrant workers involved in the building of World Cup infrastructure. The demands have been rejected by the organisers 5 days before the 2022 tournament begins in Qatar. From Doha, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
With the World Cup just days away, the spotlight is on Qatar, the controversial hosts of the tournament. Human rights groups have demanded that FIFA, football's world governing body, and Qatar compensate migrant workers and their families for human rights abuses suffered in the building of World Cup infrastructure. Amnesty International has called for a comprehensive remediation programme of $440 million, the equivalent of the prize money on offer during the four-week tournament. However, Qatar Labour Minister Ali bin Samak Al Mari has rejected pleas to compensate migrant workers, calling them publicity stunts, and questioned the feasibility of remedy funds. Human Rights Watch said that while Qatar has made notable reforms, their research has found that they came late, were narrow in scope, or weakly enforced.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Rain will clear the northeast this morning. It will be bright today with showers in Connacht and Munster, later spreading into South Leinster. Mainly dry elsewhere with highest temperatures, 9 to 13 degrees in moderate southerly breezes.